Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome back. We're glad you're with us. I want to remind you the call-in number is 323-203-0815. And we have Sue Wagner with us tonight. What's going on, Sue?
Let's see. Well, I just sent out a newsletter to everybody. So if you're on our email newsletter list, you received it earlier today. If you want to be on our newsletter, go to our website, drpatallen.com, and sign up for the newsletter, and you'll receive monthly information on what Dr. Allen has going on. If you live in the area, we have our one-day seminars. We have a dream class coming up this Saturday, April 29th. I do have one class available. You can call me or send me an email at info@drpatallen.com. We have a couples class coming up June 3rd, which is something that's of interest. And we continue our life script reading. Now, the life script, if you live out of the area, you can have your life script reading over the telephone with Dr. Allen. If you're interested, you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com, drpatallen. If you want to go in and read about all of these seminars, you can go into wantistore.com, and it's got a list of all the information pertaining to these one-day classes. We have our Los Angeles Relationship Seminar, first Monday of the month, which is Monday, May 1st, at the Courtyard Marriott. And the first Wednesday, May 3rd, will be at the Newport Beach Community Center from 7 to 8:30. This information and locations available on our website as well. That's all I have going on, Kelly.
Okay. Pat.
What?
You're on the air.
What?
You're on the air.
Oh, good. I want to make a little announcement.
Okay.
One of my friends, Sam Upton, wrote a movie called Gun, and it's now in the Beverly Hills International Film Festival in Los Angeles at the Grauman's Chinese Theater, and it's going to show at 1 o'clock on Saturday. I saw it this week. He has managed to write a Fisher King wound message for men, and it's going to be at the theater. I saw it and I loved it, and it had lots and lots of my material, my theory in there. So if you'd like to see it, Chinese Theater, Saturday, 1 p.m., Los Angeles.
Awesome. Okay, great. Congratulations, Sam. Looks like we might have a call.
Yes, let's do it.
Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do, thank you. This is, I'm going to call myself San Francisco like the other girl calls herself Seattle.
All right, good. San Francisco.
I'm following up from last week. I had made my man uncomfortable by being masculine and had been practicing shutting my mouth.
Yay,
and I realized that I realized it's not just like shutting your mouth. You have to like sit on your hands and not text or call.
You have to be passive, patient, and vulnerable because you've decided you respect him enough to be a co-pilot on his airplane. How do you like them apples?
Exactly. So you don't even have any idea.
Well, how'd it go? Call her.
I think she's writing down.
Hello?
Did I lose you?
Oh, there you are. So tell us what happened.
So we didn't see each other over the weekend because he had his sister's birthday. So we saw each other Monday after that, and we had a really nice date. And he asked again, that he's like, wow, how long is this thing going to go with no sex? And I said, well, you know the terms, monogamy, exclusivity, and eventually within a year, I want to be married.
No, that's an error. Monogamy and continuity and longevity goals. You said monogamy and exclusivity. Those are the same thing.
Okay.
I think continuity is that we're going to have some plan. If we have a long-distance relationship, we may plan one visit a month. If we have a close-by relationship, we may say one date minimum a week and so many phone calls.
Got it. So I think he got the gist of it. So he's like, well, I thought about it, and that's fine with me. And I said, well, I think you had a little bit of a problem with monogamy with your last girlfriend. He said, no, I didn't. I just had a problem with her kind of being controlling, and then I would escape and wouldn't tell her where I was, which wasn't right on my side. I said, oh. So it was good to clarify that.
That's good.
So then we agreed we'd be boyfriend and girlfriend, and we toasted. It was really cute.
Oh, very nice.
So you got your relationship contract, is that correct? Have you told him you want to marry?
Yes, within a year. So I said that we've been dating now 1 month and 2 days.
Very good. But that your goal is to be legally married, not just mated.
Right. So this morning, he didn't call. Well, last night, he didn't call. And this morning,
Did he have a contract to call?
No, but he does.
He didn't have a contract. He didn't break an agreement. See,
no,
when I
see,
you missed out on continuity, so you don't know when he's agreed to call you or see you.
Exactly. So I got 7 a.m., 7:30. I usually get a cute little text, and I really wanted to call
him. You know what that is? That's a gift. That is not a commitment.
I didn't get my gift, so at about 8 a.m. I was going crazy.
But do you understand? Going crazy over a gift is not ladylike. That's not appropriate. You did a Freudian slip. You know what a Freudian slip is? Your subconscious managed to shoot a hole in your commitment when you said monogamy and exclusivity, and you left out continuity. Continuity for we women is very important, because we fall in love when we're with our men. Our men fall in love when they're away from us, thinking about us, and with somebody else that they don't want us to be with, a man. So this was set up by your subconscious to set up a hole in your commitment that you would take as a broken agreement when there was no agreement.
Okay, I think we fixed it. Tell me if we fixed it. So that I didn't do anything, passive, patient, passive. I just focused on work and my animal. And then at 11 o'clock, I get a text, hey, how are you doing?
Because he was just giving you a gift of a call.
And I said, okay, because I had a little minor surgery, so he was checking in on me. And then he called on his lunch break. And then we just talked normally. I didn't say, oh, hey, where was my text this morning? I didn't say that.
You couldn't say that, because he would have said, I never said I'd call you every day. If I call you, it's a gift. And you would say to him, I appreciate that. I want or don't want a minimum of how many phone calls. Contacts. What is your minimum?
I would like him to
would like call. Two people want to buy your car. One would like to, and one wants to. See, every time you say would like, I'm going to recite that boring phrase so that you never want to hear it again from me. It's okay to say I would like to live on Mars. But it's not okay to say I would like to hear from you. It's I feel comfortable when you reach out to me how many times in a week? By email, okay. Text, fax, smoke signals, whatever.
Well, he said, oh, I've
what
been so tired.
What is your continuity fax?
My want for continuity is nightly and in the morning. Check
you
in.
Want him
text
to call you every night?
Yes, or text is fine. Just
text,
check in.
Email, fax.
Because we see each other once or twice a week.
Then, you know what? Here's how you do it. What's his first name?
What's his name?
Yeah.
Ari.
Who?
Ari. It's
Ari. Okay, Ari, mm-hmm. I didn't make myself clear with you about what I need for sex. Have you had sex with him, intercourse now?
Yes, after we made that agreement at dinner.
Okay, that's fine. I now remember that I didn't make clear one of the three elements. Monogamy, I got that loud and clear. Long-term marriage bound, I got that loud and clear. I didn't clarify continuity of contact. I'm comfortable if you will give me a text, an email, a fax, a smoke map, whatever, nightly. What do you think about that? Plus at least one date a week physically.
What do you think about that?
What would he say if I said to him, what do you think about that?
He'd say, okay.
What if he said, I'll counter offer three nights a week? And you would say...
Oh, for the phone text? No, I'll say no, it's just a text.
You want nightly?
Yes.
All right, so what I'm doing is testing you to see if you really want him to contact you nightly, and you do.
I do. He just said, oh, like, I've been really tired, we've been kind of dehydrated at work, we need to drink more. And that I felt better with that explanation.
Okay, but you don't have an agreement, so you can't be mad at him.
No, I'm not mad at him, and I wasn't, but I will create the continuity agreement and then ask him what do you think about
that. That's all I need to hear. Thank you very much. What else do you want, if anything?
This is San Francisco. I'll follow up. I just want to say to all the ladies out there, when you're working hard on passive, patient, and vulnerable, your little ego kicks in, like, I'm like, well, maybe I'm just going to go back online and talk to those other three guys tonight because he's not calling me tonight. I don't know what that is. I didn't do that. But there's some little girl in me that gets real pissy.
Well, there's some little boy in you that wants to cause him pain by being unfaithful to him, disrespecting him. This is what I was saying. As soon as I heard you made your Freudian mistake, I got exclusivity and monogamy. Those are duplicitous statements. You got monogamy, you didn't get continuity, and you got upset about it when you assumed, that's an ass of you and me, you assumed that he had made an agreement to call you nightly when he hadn't.
Right, he hadn't. What's that little boy in me that's so bratty?
It's your yang mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is? It's your wanter. I tell women, do not want more, better, different, love, affection, time, or sex. The way we get what we want is by saying no to what we've got, unless we get it. You have every right to call me once a year, but it's not enough for me to stay in a monogamous, long-term relationship with you. Do you see what I'm saying? There has to be an agreement.
I see what you're saying. I do.
You can't punish somebody for not giving you a gift.
Correct.
But
I don't want to punish him.
That's right. Good. So have you got that clear?
I do, and I will listen to it again.
Good.
Now, San Francisco...
So is that,
are you the gal that wasn't...
What? Am I the gal that what?
That wasn't sure you wanted to be in a committed relationship?
Right. I would. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I was like at
your
the first
Freudian
week.
Slip. Your Freudian slip was setting up the slip.
I don't know where that's coming from.
That's coming from fear of commitment.
Oh, interesting.
Remember, the three natures of a man are competitive. They're competing with your male for you. Conquering. In other words, me man, you not man. And controlling. I will call when I want to give you a gift. Unless you get me to commit to a contract which says either I get cherished or you do not get laid.
And I'm having to let go of my mask. So he asked me 3 times, did you go get your antibiotics? I said, oh, my doctor said it's only 50% need that I need these antibiotics. He said, I think you really need to go get those antibiotics. Did you go get them? I said, no. Today he asked me again, did you go get those antibiotics? I finally said, okay, for you, I will go get them. And I texted him back. I got the antibiotics and I started taking them.
You know what? That's the way they are. Why don't you be with a wuss?
Don't want a wuss.
Well, if you don't want a wuss, don't try to chop a man down to a wuss.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I will keep listening and learning. Thank you so much.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Kelly, I like making a reevaluating of the compete for competency, monogamy, continuity, and longevity.
Exactly. I think it's interesting. And I think it's interesting when we first started talking to her, she wasn't sure she wanted to be in an exclusive relationship with this man. And now I can see she very much does.
She's really surrendering the power of femininity.
Yes. Okay, callers, if you called in,
please leave a message. Thanks.
If you called in and our station's calling you back, look for that maybe possibly unknown number. At least it may be unknown to you, and make sure you answer that call, because while we love your voicemail, we'd like to actually talk to you. So there's that. Okay, Dr. Ellen, I have a question while we're waiting for another caller. So let me see, because I really thought it was an interesting one. Oh, but we have a
What's
caller.
Up?
So you may have to wait. Nope, we've lost the caller again. Okay. Hi, Pat. Thanks for your new book. I have a question. I've been chatting with a guy online regularly for quite a while, and he never suggests to move to Skype or to phone, and he lives 2 hours away.
Sorry, you're so crazy. I'm sorry.
I'm wanting to stay in the feminine energy and not chase him, but have you got any suggestions, since this is an online thing, Dr. Allen? I know you say only allow it to be online for so long, and then if it doesn't move into the real world, end it.
Yes.
So what would your suggestion be?
I'm not sure what the question is. I'm busy listening to the person that's trying to get on the phone.
Yeah, that's a voicemail. We keep reaching her voicemail.
What is the question?
The question is, how long do you allow them to contact you through a dating website or whatever, instead of moving forward to a meeting or an in-person date?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. I agree with that. I think that anything longer than that, unless it's in an extenuating circumstance, like you said, something long distance.
2 weeks is when you say, or he says, you know what? We've been talking on the phone for 2 weeks. It's time to meet. The problem with talking strictly on the phone and not meeting is you can become fantasized with the emotional relationship you're having on the phone with this phantom creature. When you meet him, you may not have any energy, chemistry-wise. Right. And that would be very sad to have to say goodbye to your dear friend because you don't have time to build friendships because you're looking for a relationship.
Makes sense. I think we may have a call coming in. I hope we get this gal. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, hello, Dr. Allen. It's Claire from Melbourne, Australia. How are you?
That's wonderful. Welcome to the world.
How are you?
I'm very fine. I'm happy my book is out. I'm happy that a friend of mine made a movie that includes my work, at least verbally. Its name is Gun.
I'd love to see this film. I'm hoping I can get it on iTunes.
It's just at the film festival in Los Angeles, and it's not right. In the regular theaters yet.
Right. Well, I hope from Australia I can download it on iTunes one day, so that would be awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, and I have your book. I'm very excited. It was delivered last week, so I'm very excited about your latest book. So I'm looking forward to reading that this weekend.
Good. What am I here to do for you?
Well, I've spoken to you guys before about a man that I was seeing that was obviously a player who grew a conscience and didn't want to use me anymore and how devastating that was for me. And I feel quite guilty because it was his birthday on Monday and I haven't wished him a happy birthday. No card, no email, no nothing. Because I feel bad because it's against my values. I feel like a small person. But it's also been 8 weeks since I sent him the hi bye letter saying, unless you're going to be exclusive, don't contact me. So really there's nothing I can do, correct?
Now, it was your birthday and he didn't reach out to you. Is that what I hear?
No, his birthday.
It was his birthday. Did you not give him a ritual birthday message?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
Because 8 weeks ago I sent the hi bye letter. His response was that he didn't want to change my mind. And
oh, then that's it. You're done.
That's
done.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. Done. Right.
No, the hi-bye letter is when it's answered or not answered negatively is goodbye.
Yeah. So he hasn't bothered to pursue or follow me up, so I'm quite devastated about that, but that's why I didn't.
But he's got 8 weeks. He's got 8 weeks from the time he got the letter.
Yeah, no, it's past that now. That's why I'm upset.
So, what is your plan?
Pardon?
Well, we can't have him anymore. So, what's the plan? Do you have a plan?
So then the next thing is I was going to say I went on a coffee date with a man on Tuesday.
Good.
And he sat there with his arms folded.
And body language.
Bad body language.
I understand that, but you understand that's why I say date them 3 times because we all act weird on those first dates.
Yes, and I just felt myself asking him too many questions. So then I thought, oh, I'm being over the top. I'm being in your face. I'm being masculine because I'd say.
You're interviewing him.
Yes. That's what I was sitting there thinking. Stop interviewing.
That's how you acted weird. So he acted withdrawn and you acted like you were taking an inventory of him. So you both had a weird date. Did he ask you on another date?
No, nothing. And I don't care. Like, I'm not worried about it. But it's just funny because I've realized what I'm doing wrong.
Well, yeah, but he's got 8 weeks to ask you out again.
And that's the first step in making a change is saying to yourself, oh, wow, I've been a journalist on a date instead of being a woman.
Exactly.
So what I want you to do is not chase him and wait and see if he thinks about some valuable point in your life and you that calls him to ask you out again.
Hmm.
He's got 8 weeks between every contact.
Yeah. So
I want you dating two more men.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Don't worry, I'm definitely trying to. But I get these guys and they write to me and say, oh, here's my number, you can message me if you like. And I think, get stuffed. You can. And I write back and I say, oh, thanks for that. I'd love a phone call. Here's my number. And I just leave it at that. They never call. What is wrong with these people?
If they don't call, they don't want. If they don't want and you don't want, nothing's exactly there.
That's exactly you're waiting right. For I'm not calling a guy first. There's no way.
You're not what?
I won't do it. I will not call a man first.
I understand just that. Way. Well, then there will be a time when somebody will call you and interview you and be willing to take you out because they're interested in the passive, patient, vulnerable woman that you are.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's okay. Just a matter.
So is this online dating? Are you online dating? Are you getting dates from the internet?
All on the internet, and it's terrible. I've got to say, I've really found it to be very low quality.
Here's what I have two suggestions for you, and I suggest this for all my people that are online dating. The number one suggestion is don't go for a free site. If you're going for a free site, the men are also on a free site, and that doesn't bode well. There's nothing invested, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And the second thing is do your profile and then look at your profile with an objective eye. And make sure it's following Dr. Allen's passive, patient, and feminine ideas, and you'll be a lot more successful. I've helped a lot of women rewrite their profiles using Dr. Allen's ideology, and it's been pretty successful. So not a lot of talk about what you do for a living. Right. Go ahead.
No. I would love that. I'd love help with my profile. Like, that should be something... an area, Dr. Allen, that would be so awesome if you could put something in your newsletter about that, what we should be saying
One of the things that Dr. Allen's always talking about when she tells people how to meet whoever they're looking for, she says be happy, do something that you really enjoy. And then
do something that makes you smile. If you like to bowl, go hunting in a bowling alley. If you like to sip at Starbucks, go sit in Starbucks, drinking your tea and flirting. So men like happy women.
Yeah, of course. Of course. So the other one's definitely gone. There's nothing I can do now.
No, he's really gone.
Sucks.
What?
It really sucks because it broke my heart. It sucks.
I don't hear that word. What is
she saying?
Word?
She's saying it sucked. It really broke her heart, Dr.
Oh,
Allen.
Sucked. Yeah, that's the reason I didn't get that word. It was a metaphorical word. Anyway, I'm afraid you were more in love with him than he was with you. But luckily, you sent him the high bye and you got the answer. You're free now to get back out into the hunting field.
Yep, and I will. And I can't wait to give you a success story next time.
Well, we want to hear it.
So thank you so much, ladies. I really love listening
to
the show. And so much. And I look forward to reading the book this weekend.
Great. Good. Make sure you go online and give us a review at Amazon.
Oh, yeah, I will. Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Lots of love, ladies. Lots of love.
Bye-bye. Thanks, caller. Well, that high by letter resolution, we've seen a lot of them where they come back and things work out. But unfortunately for her, it didn't.
No, but she got an answer that can give her a ground to stand on.
And some closure.
She didn't respond. I now must take care of myself.
Oh, we got a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thank you. Hi. And Dr. Allen, my My question for you is regarding a man gave me a promise ring.
Yes.
And the same night, he asked me for sex, and I asked him for an STD test. And
yes.
He kind of is like, I sense that he's mad at me. And also, a couple days after the conversation, he went to Germany for work. And I feel anxiety and frustrated that he's not really reaching out to me. So my question is, should I, at what point, if he comes back, should I tell, you know, when he comes back from Germany, do I tell him, you have a right not to contact me, but I, like, feel uncomfortable that I didn't hear from him for a long time.
If he reaches out to you, you can say you missed him, but if he doesn't reach out to you, you do not reach out to him unless you've decided that you're the yang energy in the relationship, that you want respect and you want to compete and you want to conquer and you want to control his way of being into being your way of being. So do you want to be respected or cherished first?
Cherished.
Well, if you want to be cherished, you've got to wait for him to reach out to you.
Okay.
And if he doesn't reach out to you enough, then you say with an appointment, I want to ask for something that you may or may not want to give me, that may or may not be comfortable. Would it be convenient for you to hear my request now or when? And he says, well, now, you know what? I certainly appreciate your call once a month, but it's not enough for me if I'm committed to you. So what do you think about calling me like we were talking to the lady before you? She wants a call every night. Now, maybe you do want every night, maybe you don't. But making an appointment to make a request, remember, whenever you want to teach a man something, preach to him about something, bitch at him about something, moan about something, or question him about something, you've got to make an appointment respectfully for the time and the subject.
Okay.
All right?
So I appreciate that and I understand. And then if or when he calls me, I can also say that I missed him.
If he calls you, you can say, I'm happy to hear from you. I've missed you. Now, you can say it that way if you don't have an agreement to talking. But if you have an agreement to talk three times a week, did I misunderstand you when I thought I heard you say you would call me on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday? Was that my mistake? And he will say yes or no. In other words, there are different ways of validating the correctness of you're missing him.
Okay.
You don't have an agreement with him, though, do you?
No, not regarding how frequently we should talk, because he just asked me to be his girlfriend and gave me the promise ring, and then, like, 3 days later, he went to Germany for 3 weeks, and I didn't even know
that
he was leaving.
But he didn't. Do you have monogamy, continuity, and longevity goals?
We said he does want to be exclusive. He is open to the idea of marriage and kids for his life. And forgot to ask about continuity.
You didn't talk? You mean
I forgot to ask about continuity.
I got news for you. Do you know you're the second lady that's gotten into trouble not negotiating continuity? We just had a phone call about continuity. Now, practice with me. You want to see him how often? See him physically.
Twice a week.
At least once a week, right?
Yes, even twice a week will be feel better.
Well, then better. Twice a week to be physically in each other's presence. And how many times do you want to talk to him, email him, text him, fax him per week?
I would feel good one time a day to text
or talk. So you want once a day. So this is what you would say to him. I would be most comfortable if I heard from you once a day. If you want, I'd be willing to call you every other day. You may see, once you have a commitment, you can call him. I like 2-to-1. So if he calls you 4 times a week and you call him 3 times a week, that would fit into that paradigm.
Okay.
But he has no contract to call you to let you know what he's doing.
Yes.
So he therefore did not break any agreement.
Yes, okay.
But you've got to go back when you can and say, I made a mistake. I didn't talk with you about continuity of calls and dates. And then you present, I have my ideas, and I'd love to know what yours are. My idea is 2 physical dates a week and 7 calls. And I'm willing to do 3 calls to you if you'll do 4 calls to me.
Okay.
At that point, somebody's going to reach out to somebody because there's an agreement.
Caller, did you say he was in Germany for 3 weeks for work?
Yes. So I think he might be busy.
Tell her.
And are what time zone are you in compared to Germany?
I'm in Pacific, so we're 9 hours apart. I'm wondering. Well, now I have to wait for him to reach me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. And I would strongly recommend you not negotiate on the phone when he's away, because that would rain on his parade of feelings for you. Remember what I said. We women bond when we're with men. They remember us when they're not with us.
Okay.
So I suggest you don't negotiate continuity until he comes back.
Got it. And because I was sensing, because I asked him to get the STD test and he was frustrated in the moment, I was sensing maybe he was going to change his mind and he doesn't want to be boyfriend.
You know what? So have you had sex with him?
Well, I did not have intercourse with him, but I did something else.
You didn't have intercourse. Therefore, you still have to require the STD test. That's your life we're messing around with.
Thank you. And it feels good to hear you say that. And right
That's
now,
because I'm just, it's the right thing to do.
I also feel so bonded with him right now. I have so much anxiety.
I got news for you. Listen to what I'm going to say. We bond when we smell their pheromones. Pheromones. We consummate the relationship when we have intercourse, oral, anal, and vaginal. Before that happens, we are affectionate sexually, but we are not significantly indicating commitment until we consummate the intercourse.
Okay.
You got that?
I do. Thank you. I appreciate that. And
very good. You've got a little work to do.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Thanks, caller.
Okay, have a great.
That's a big one. Well, that STD test seems to stumble some people, and I say,
well,
why are they reticent?
They're worried about finding out that they have something, or they already know they have something.
Exactly. Hello? So
it is.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Okay. Allen.
Oh, hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Hi. I have a question. I have two questions. I hope I can get them both.
Okay. What are they?
The first one is, I've read your book years ago. I'm rereading it.
Which one? There's a new book. It's A Man's World in a Woman's Universe. That just came out a couple weeks ago.
I can't wait to read it.
Good girl.
Anyway, the first question I have is the definition of vulnerable. Because I really can't quite get it in my life.
Okay. Raise your right hand, please.
Uh-huh.
Is it up in the air, your right hand?
Yes, it is.
I promise. To respect the man I love, men I love, because it's father, brother, son, boyfriend, you know.
I promise to respect the men I love.
Even when?
I think I'm smarter.
Furthermore. I promise. To keep my yang, wanting, teaching, preaching, bitching, mulching, mouth shut.
To keep my yang mouth shut.
Unless I have to call the police.
Unless I have to call the police.
A doctor. Or a lawyer. First. Now let's look over that pledge. I promise to respect. Promise. What does respect mean? I do it your way unless it's immoral, unethical, or illegal.
Okay.
That's what vulnerable is.
It really?
Okay. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Boy, that's a big can of worms right there.
You're not kidding. If you're having intercourse with a man that you don't respect, you will pick on him for less than moral, ethical, and legal issues, and it will ruin everything.
And so keeping my yang mouth shut is vulnerable.
You're not kidding. Unless, like the last lady we talked to, she can't get a man to do an STD test, right?
Yes, right.
That's a moral issue.
That is. It's a health
issue. So what I'm saying, remember it said, I promise to respect the men I love. You don't love men you don't respect.
So true.
Therefore, if you love them, you will respect them unless they're immoral, unethical, or illegal. Because if you don't love them, what are you doing with them?
Yeah. I have that.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I do. I just never thought of it that way.
I know that. That's why you're talking to me, because that's the way I think.
Gosh. I've wondered that for years, really. I just couldn't find it in the book. I thought, well...
No, it's not in the book. It's not in the book.
No.
It's in maybe the new book, but it's not in the old book. Do you want to take the men's pledge? I'm going to take you through the men's pledge. I promise. On my honor...
To give, protect, and cherish.
Women.
Kids.
Animals.
animals.
And the planet.
And the planet.
Even when.
Even when.
They're illogical.
They're illogical.
Irrational.
Irrational.
And irritating.
And irritating.
But they are moral, ethical, and legal.
They're moral, ethical, and legal. Okay.
Do you see what we're saying there?
Yes, I do.
Those are the boundaries of loving someone.
Yeah.
And the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep, especially the one which is monogamy, continuity, and long-term goals for mating or marriage.
Okay.
You see?
I see. Can I ask you one more question?
You sure can.
Okay, so because I'm over 60 years old, I
that's fine.
With my sweetheart, that it just takes me forever to reach a climax. I know you do sex therapy.
To do what?
You know, to reach a climax. It just takes so much longer than it used to.
I know that. It's called age only helps wine and cheese.
So is, you know, I don't think, I think the desire's there, but the mechanics of it are so much.
Do you have a vibrator?
Yes.
Would you let him use it to bring you to orgasm?
Yes, we do that. We do that.
Good. So.
We do that.
Because I know if he's anywhere near your age, how old is he?
Well, he's 51.
He's 61, and he can have an erection?
51.
He's what?
51.
61 or 51?
51.
Yeah, he's if very, 51, very virile.
He can have an erection and an orgasm, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's great.
Then I suggest that you allow him to be mechanically creative with your vibrator.
Okay.
You see?
Well, we're doing that. I just, you know, I know that you might know, you know, and it just doesn't.
How many orgasms do you want per week?
Two or three?
Two orgasms.
Would be fine. That would be fine. Two or three a week.
Okay. And may he use the vibrator?
Yes, he does. He's very
good.
Very.
Have you spoken to your gynecologist about a testosterone patch?
No.
Well, talk to your gynecologist about a testosterone patch.
That really makes a difference.
Well, from what I read, because that's where I'm getting it.
Okay, good. I'm just kind of afraid of that. I don't know.
What are you afraid of?
I guess that I'll I'll grow hair on my chest. I don't know.
Then I suggest that you allow him to use his body in any way or your vibrator.
Okay. Well, I'm not against the testosterone patch at all. I'm just saying.
Well, ask your gynecologist. I defer to, but I know that that's recommended to women when they have difficulty, you know, having orgasms.
I have to break in here. We're out of time. Thanks, caller. Go check with your doctor.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hey, Dr. Ellen, what have you got to say before we go?
The only way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? What do I have that I don't want? And then to do something about it. verbally.
All right. Excellent. Everyone, we're so glad you're with us tonight. Make sure you tune back in next week. We've got some upcoming events, so check at www.drpatallen.com. Follow us on Facebook, tweet with us, and don't forget, we have our new book out, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe, Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.